Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday, and the talk is by Mike Gillingham, lay reader at St. James. Our reading this week is taken from Luke 19, verses 28 to 40. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Open our eyes, our hearts and our mind as we listen to your word. And may the story of Palm Sunday be fresh to us and send us out in this week with a desire to serve you better. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So if I can ask Annie to come, thank you for doing the reading today.
The reading is from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version. The passage is about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. When Jesus had finished saying all this, he went on towards Jerusalem, and as he was getting near Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples on ahead. He told them, "Go into the next village where you will find a young donkey that has never been ridden. Untie the donkey and bring it here. If anyone asks why you are doing that, just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" They went off and found everything just as Jesus had said. While they were untying the donkey, its owners asked, "Why are you doing that?" They answered, "The Lord needs it." Then they led the donkey to Jesus. They put some of their clothes on its back and helped Jesus to get on. As they rode along, the people spread clothes on the road in front of them. When Jesus was setting off down the Mount of Olives, his large crowd of disciples were happy and praised God because of all the miracles they had seen. They shouted, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to God." Some disciples in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, make your disciples stop shouting." But Jesus answered, "If they keep quiet, these stones will start shouting." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
be to God.
Lord, take us now to Jerusalem to welcome the Prince of Peace. Amen. This is Palm Sunday. Jesus is about to enter Jerusalem with its huge temple that dominates the city. Colossal. He is standing at the top of the Mount of Olives. No olives there now. Because of its associations, lots of Jews like to be buried there. So I'm afraid all those are tombstones now. There are a few olives at the bottom. A small slope down and a short, sharp rise up to the walls. The walls have been renewed, but not the temple. It used to look like this. Jesus has been hiding away in the valley of the Jordan because his life is threatened. He is wondering how to enter. So what did he choose to ride on? Go on. Well, I was expecting a bit louder than that, but never mind, you got it right. Thank you. During the First World War, General Allenby conquered Jerusalem. And this is how he chose to enter. I'm not sure whether you can see it. But because he didn't want to offend anybody, he went in on foot, arriving in peace. There was no fighting then in Jerusalem. There had been a bitter war all the way through. So Jesus is approaching Jerusalem. Now, we're going to act this out. You're going to need a palm leaf. You all have one, hopefully. If not, there are some around, and if your neighbours could pass you. And on the back, there's something for you to shout. They're different things, because the crowd all shouted different things. So be ready to shout that. And if there's somebody who can't read what's written on them, tell them so they're ready to shout, okay? So be ready in a minute. I'm going to introduce Jesus to you. Jesus, could you come here, please? In the form of Johnny. Jesus. But Jesus is threatened. His life is in danger, as you all know. So he has to go and hide. You go and hide. Now then, all of you, it's very important. You know where he's hidden. But don't let anybody know. Nobody tell anybody where Jesus is hidden. Because there are some nasty people who are going to be looking for Jesus. In fact, I think one is going to come now.
Good morning. Wondering if you've seen that Jesus chap. We Pharisees are most interested. He's been spreading misinformation about Yahweh, saying that all nations, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can simply waltz into the presence of the Lord. Blasphemy! It's important that we find out soon. We find him. We do not want Passover desecrated. And if those followers of his start causing trouble, then the Romans might get interested. We don't want that. I need to know. If you've seen him, say so. Have you? Come on, need to know. Tell me. Useless!
Has he gone? All right, Jesus, you can come out now. Now, Jesus is going to enter Jerusalem. And we're all going to follow him. If you can't get up and walk behind him, you're welcome to stay in your seat. But you've got something to shout when we come to it. Jesus is going to lead us, but he needs a donkey. Could we have a donkey, please? Why are you laughing? It's a lovely donkey. Now, Jesus is going to process round, and as he passes, could you join the procession? And can you start waving your palm branches and shouting whatever it is you've got to shout? So Jesus, I want to say one other thing. When Jesus stops, can you be quiet? But we're going to have a good procession.
So, let's go round. Peace in heaven. Peace in heaven. Come on, join in. Join in. Join in. Peace in heaven. Yes. Slower, Jesus, slower. Slow down, Jesus. let them catch up. Are you going to join in? Peace in heaven. Peace in heaven. Come on. Can we alter the script a little? I think one round and then stop, don't you? Looking at the crowd. Peace in heaven. I did wonder about going outside, but I think we'd better go up that aisle, looking at the and then stop. Oh, yeah, you've got a long way to go. Peace in heaven. Come on. Peace in heaven. Can we just stop for a moment, because I think I see somebody coming again.
You all, stop this. Jesus, rebuke your disciples. These are holy days. This is a holy place. Stop now.
I tell you, if these people become silent, the very stones will immediately cry out.
Are we going to stop our procession? No! Lead on! Well, I did wonder about that. I did wonder about that. Peace in heaven. Thank you. He's in heaven. So now we've escorted Jesus back to Jerusalem. Thank you very much for taking part. And I'm sure we'll find something for the donkey to eat. Anybody got a carrot? Thank you. Unfortunately, on that first Palm Sunday, not everybody welcomed Jesus. This church commemorates where Jesus stopped and cried over Jerusalem because a lot of the people in the city didn't welcome him. He came as the Prince of Peace to bring peace to everybody. And some refused to accept him. About 40 years later, the temple was destroyed. That's what remains of the temple now, rubble. Jesus died for anybody who would turn to him. That's why we remember him with crosses, which we'll be doing later. But to everybody who follows Jesus, he brings peace. And here's a bit of a spoiler. After something really terrible later in the week, there's really good news that brings peace. There may be a bad Friday, but Easter is special. Let's pray. O Prince of Peace, come into our lives to wipe away the darkness and bring peace. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening. And may God be with you today.